and welcome to Secrets of the Heart, Women's Journey Towards God. I'm your host, Amanda, and we're so glad that you tuned in today. On this episode, Gislaine will be interviewing Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Gislaine.
Today we have the pleasure to listen to you, to your story, and I'm so glad to interview you.
And I feel very humbled that you would want to interview me, so thank you so much for doing this today.
Good. Well, I'd like to start asking you to tell us about your testimony.
Yes, most definitely. I grew up in a Christian home, going to church, and but I think for me, I prayed the prayer of salvation, but I didn't understand that it was about having a relationship with God. And it wasn't until later in my life that I found out that it was about trusting Jesus and not just saying a prayer. From 2006 and 2008, I was actually a student here at CFNI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was in my apartment and a friend came over and she said, "I had a dream about you. And you were running, and Jesus was chasing after you." Whoa. And you would look back and you would see him and you would keep on running. And in my heart, I knew that it was not because of some type of sin going on. It was just had to do with me trusting Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it was later on that the Lord was able to lead me into being able to do
that.
How
old were you back there?
I was around 19 or 20 when that happened.
Do you think this is the age, I mean, the season in life that we normally get to understand that our wounds and, why do we have this kind of reactions talking about God, the relationship with God?
I'm not sure what it's like for other people. I know that everybody's journey is different. I think some people come to the Lord when they're young and they have like a true conversion story, and some people have they come to the Lord when they're older and then that's their conversion story. I think it's different from everybody, but as long as you get to that place of being able to trust in the Lord, I think that's where it counts, and where maybe you felt like you lost time, God is faithful to be able to help you pick the time up.
And after that dream, were you able to really look into yourself and find what was making you run?
I don't think I understood at the point of the time what it was. I think now I could look back and feel like I had pride, that I wanted to be able to just kind of do things by myself instead of having that surrender. Mm-hmm. But the Lord is, faithful to lead me on this journey of you can surrender to the Lord, but you get to do it daily and you get to do it in a place where he leads us from glory to glory. So you surrender once and then you surrender again and it's more deep, and then you surrender again and it gets deeper and deeper as you do it.
Wow, that's beautiful, because I think walking with the Lord is just like this, getting to know him.
Yes.
And sometimes we get frustrated because we as women, we have so much inside. Mm-hmm. And I think this is step by step, like going back and, okay, Lord, a little bit more today,
yes,
a little bit more now,
yes,
next time. And we have to understand that each one of us has this different pace and rhythm.
Yes, most definitely.
And sometimes we tend to compare each other.
Like, that's the hardest.
I understand that, okay, you were a roommate. You had roommates here. Mm-hmm. And even being having understanding that you will have your own pace with the Lord, we tend to look and say, okay, but that person or this person here is ahead of me. So yeah, this generates more anxiety and frustration sometimes.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. It's one of those things where comparison is a terrible for a Christian.
Yeah.
And for women generally, we have a hard time with it. And so we definitely have to give ourselves, we be patient with ourselves, just as the Lord is patient with us, trusting that he's going to finish the work that he started in us.
Great, great. Well, talking about comparison, I want to you to tell us about being creative. Because being creative And being confident at the same time means that you have to avoid comparisons.
Most definitely.
So I love creative people, but sometimes people say, oh, but you, the way you do is not as good as the way somebody else does. So you have to overcome this comparison thing.
Most definitely. And I think that's hard as creative people or people who are artists. We tend to lean to want to go towards perfectionism, and we have to have everything like a certain way, and we know in our head and our heart how we want things to be done, and someone else can come in and look at it and think, well, I think it should be like this, or I think it should be like that. And so when I think when it comes to people speaking into something that you're working on, it's good to have an open mind and an open heart, and so that you can listen to other people, because they might have a really great idea, they might have a really good input that maybe you haven't thought about. And so it's good to be able to be open to listening to what other people have to say.
Can you tell us Rebecca's secret in your heart, you know, your heart secret for creation, for being creative? I mean,
I think being creative just starts with having an idea, and I just like to credit God with that, because I don't know that I can just suddenly come up with an idea. Sometimes the Lord will just like put an idea in your heart or your mind, and then it's about trying to see where that idea can go, and then even going to other people and maybe even sharing your idea with someone else, because you might think, oh, this idea is perfect and I'm gonna do it like this and it's gonna be great. And then I share it with someone and they think, well, I don't know. And then in that place, it can be easier for you to be offended, or you can just let your guard down and be like, okay, what is this person saying? Does this make sense for everybody? If it's something that, an idea that I'm sharing with other people, and will it help the idea to continue to grow? And so I think it just has to do with like just how we're talking about being on a journey. It's the journey of it starting and seeing it grow, maybe asking people involved to be involved with you so you can see whatever you're working on to grow, and then having it completed.
So I would say like being connected with our God, with more.
Most definitely.
Having our heart on His hand,
yes,
will give you this ability of understanding others with your creative mind and heart.
Yeah, because God is so creative. If you just look at nature and you look at animals and you just look at people, you just see people are different, and one tree is different from the other tree.
So I even enjoy watching shows about animals that talk about their biology and just the amazing way that God created them, because it just makes it so clear that God is so smart and so creative how He made things. And I think He is the ultimate source of being creative.
For sure. Now, how can you use creativity to bless the kingdom of God through media?
That's a great question. I think that media is a great way to be able to spread the gospel or spread God's word, because if I'm just talking you and me, then that's it. I'm just talking. It's just you and me. But if I can get on a podcast, or if I can get on YouTube, or if I can share something on social media, it's going to get out there, and it can bless 5 people, or it can bless 100 people, or it can bless 1,000 people. The limits have been like taken off with media to be able to do that. And people of the world, Christians and people of the world, they love excellence. And so when you're working creatively and you're doing it with excellence and you're doing it through media, it catches the eye, it catches the ear for them to be able to hear and to listen and to see, and they'll be drawn into what you have to say.
Wow, awesome. Well, I love talking to you, Rebecca.
Me
you
too.
Are amazing.
Thank
you. And
you
know
too.
Working with you in this project, it has been a blessing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, congratulations for being such a person who shows God through
thank
your
you.
Actions
thank
and through
you.
Your eyes.
Oh, thank
check
you.
Her, people.
Well, I'm so glad that to be here, and I'm so it's a privilege for me to be doing this.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're
well,
welcome.
We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
I think it's not a good... You see you guys in the next episode.